Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone on this very beautiful Monday. Welcome back to ACC Global News. Again, we are live, we are worldwide, welcoming all of our listeners from North America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you today. Another wonderful show. Part two, actually, of our series with our life and business coach, Andrea Strom-Runcourt of ASR Coaching and Training. So, again, you're really going to love a lot of points that she will hit on today. I do, again, want to remind everybody it is now Monday, the 13th of June, 2016. Just to remind all of the listeners that do live abroad, in case you do miss any episodes, our interview over here with Andrea and all of our interviews are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So, again, for a lot of our listeners that were not able to catch our first episode with Andrea, I do want to give you a little background on her. She does have 19 years of experience working with professionals, executives, entrepreneurs, and this is really helping them achieve their personal and their professional goals. Now, as far as her education, Andrea is extremely qualified. Again, she has a bachelor's from the University of California at Berkeley. She has a master's in adult education from Concordia University in Montreal. She is a personality type assessment facilitator. She then continued her education at the University of Wisconsin. And finally, she also did her coaching training at Coach University in Coachville and became a certified power coach in the year 2008. So as I stated in our first segment, I do want to remind our audience of the wealth of knowledge that Andrea brings to us today. So without further ado, I do want to introduce to our audience Ms. Andrea Strom-Runcourt of ASR Coaching. How are you doing today, Andrea?
Oh, it's a fabulous day. I am very pleased to be back on air with you, Matthew, and to continue
We're very
our
happy to
discussion.
Have you back.
Great.
So again, to In case anybody did miss the first segment, and if you did, please go back to the archive and listen to it. It was a wonderful segment. Andrea shared a lot of information. But, Andrea, if you can explain to some of our audience that did not get an opportunity, who exactly is Andrea Strom-Runcourt, and what is ASR Coaching and Training?
Well, I am a passionate life, business, career, and wellness coach. I've been coaching people, as you said, for many, many years. And I'm also a certified facilitator and workplace trainer. I work with groups, and I also work with individuals. And I founded ASR Coaching using my initials because working here in Quebec, in both English and French, it makes it easier to use my initials rather than a bilingual name that would make the website title too long. So
yes.
I founded ASR Coaching to provide opportunities for people to have in-house, on-site training and development for their employees in the areas of performance management, effective communication, employee wellness, diversity in the workplace, etc. And also, after becoming a certified coach in 2008, I continued my coaching career, which had begun way back in 1997, to offer people individual coaching and also group coaching that I do with groups of managers or administrative people in the workplace. And I also coach individuals who come to me to work on perhaps personal goals. Some people may want to focus on their wellness goals. I've had clients that have worked on better communication with their spouse or their kids, or people who have come to me to work on weight loss. And in the workplace, leaders, directors of departments, CEOs, CFOs, department heads who work on developing their
wow.
own coaching skills so they can better coach their employees. So that gives you a brief overview of who I am and what is ASR Coaching. But I'm also married to a wonderful French-Canadian man who I met on a Transcendental Meditation weekend course, and we have two wonderful sons who are young adults.
Oh, that's one.
So
he's very
we
lucky.
Are passionate cyclists. We're going to be participating in a charity bicycle ride on Saturday, a 135-kilometer ride, which is about 100 miles.
Wow, that is a very – that's a good amount of distance. I
yeah,
be
we've
ready
been
to
training
do that
for
right
months.
Now. Oh,
we've
you
been
must
training.
Be in wonderful shape to do that.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of training, going to the gym. We've been going out with groups of cyclists and working with a trainer and developing our skills and getting better and better. So I think we're ready for Saturday's challenge. So that's
and
another
also,
part of who I am, which is doing fundraising for different worthy causes, this being one to help reduce child diabetes and also obesity. That's this cause, and I've also worked for Breast Cancer Action Montreal, which is an organization that educates young women about reducing the risk of breast cancer and learning more about toxins in the environment and how that affects their health. And I
yes.
also work at a Meals on Wheels program called Centrepol, which is to feed the hungry and those in need.
Oh, wow. You've done a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah, that's a very important part of my life, as well as my husband and my kids and my work.
Well, it definitely it tells a lot about a person's character. It's really inspiring that you do that. It probably has a lot of us, too, sitting at home that, you know, maybe we should take out our time to really try to find maybe a local charity or something where we can somehow contribute back to the community.
I think it's a wonderful thing. It really adds a lot of meaning and purpose to our lives, and it certainly has it for me, you know, and I highly recommend it.
And also, again, to touch on with the audience, because this is extremely important, Andrea is capable of working with people in the French and English language. So what that basically means, if you're in the U.S., if you're in Canada, there's really no restrictions for who she would be able to help.
Yeah.
And I really find that a very big advantage.
It's a huge advantage because also people in French-speaking countries in Europe, Africa, anywhere where there's French-speaking individuals, some islands in the Caribbean as well, Martinique, Guadeloupe. These people can contact me through my website, asrcoaching.com, and we can work together through Skype. I've done online webinars for companies that have satellite offices all over the world. So with the technology of today, we can really be in contact with people wherever they are, by Skype, by telephone, by internet, email, webinars, video conferencing. It's amazing how much cross-border work is possible.
Yes, with technology now, it's wonderful that you can help people that do live so far. What I do want to touch on, Andrea, I do would like our audience to know, what are really some of the goals that executives and employees choose to work on with you?
Well, I briefly touched on that a moment ago. Sometimes a leader will come to me with a desire to be more self-reflective and to look at their own leadership style and see how they can become a better communicator, a more inspirational leader, so that they really feel that they walk the walk and talk the talk, and they inspire the people that they lead. I gave one example in the first show, if people haven't had a chance to listen to the archived show yet on the website under the blog page. I gave an example of a university that hired me to work with one of their top managers who had been with them for over 20 years, and some of her employees were reacting to her very authoritarian micromanagement style of managing, and they were feeling quite uncomfortable, and they voiced their discomfort to their department leader, and I was referred to this woman, and she asked me to meet with this employee. She first contacted the employee to see if she would be willing to meet with me, and I did give her one complimentary short session to give her a taste of what the coaching process is all about, and she seemed to feel quite comfortable, so we went on to coach together in partnership for a three-month period, and then we renewed that agreement to do another 3 months. So I worked with her for 6 months on her goal of improving her leadership style, and most particularly to work on effective communication. So we looked at the language in her emails, and she began to realize, reading her own emails, that she didn't approach people in a positive manner. She immediately went to criticism and never expressed her appreciation for the things that they were doing well. So we worked very hard on role-playing situations with employees so that she could improve her communication style and become a more positive, uplifting leader who really showed the employees that they were valued, appreciated, and of course, from time to time, give them pointers about things that could be improved, but with a less negative, condescending, authoritarian tone. So that worked very well, and she was able to reintegrate back into the workplace after taking a leave of absence in a different department and begin again working as a manager. So that gives you kind of a bird's eye view of what a typical coaching goal would be.
So what I can tell you, Andrea, we know you have a wonderful family. You've done wonderful things about the community. What I'm really interested in, it's really about your journey and how you got here.
Wow. That's going to be enough to fill a future book, but that'll be perhaps a semi-retirement project, writing a book. No time now. But briefly, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. one of two siblings. I have an older sister. And we were very fortunate to be raised by parents who were very much in love and very happy individuals. Generally speaking, everybody has their ups and downs, but generally we had a positive childhood. And after graduating with a degree in European history from the University of California, Berkeley, I left to study French in Lausanne, Switzerland. I had a short stint in a ski resort town for the winter season where I worked as a ski instructor for children. And I met some French Canadians while I was there, and they invited me to come and visit them at some point. After finishing my French class, I went to work in Copenhagen, Denmark, with one of my colleagues from my class, who invited me to come there for the summer, and kept in touch with these friends from Sherbrooke, Quebec, and wrote back and forth at snail mail in those days, and they invited me again to come and visit. So I ended up going to Sherbrooke, Quebec in September of that year, and got a job as a travel agency trainee, and then
yes.
ended up working there for 2 years. And my husband happened to come in to the travel agency one day to ask for some information. And he looked at me and said, "Oh, you look very familiar." And I thought it was just a typical pickup line, but it ended up that we had actually been at the same lecture at the University of Sherbrooke concerning Transcendental Meditation. And several months later, in a beautiful long weekend of May, I met him again at this weekend course. It was a meditation retreat, and he was there. And,
like it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. We met, we talked during meal times, and I got on the bus to head back from Quebec City to Montreal, and he was on the bus. And then I took the bus from Montreal to Sherbrooke, and he was on the bus again. And that the rest is history. So that's kind of how my life here in Quebec began. It wasn't really intended. I had already been accepted to go to graduate school in California, and I told my parents I was going to defer my entry to graduate school and explore Quebec and continue studying French and working in French here, and then come back. But I've been here ever since. With frequent visits home every year to visit family and friends, of course, in the Bay Area.
That's great. Well, what I do want to switch the focus on is to the, really the wellness.
Yeah,
I want
sure.
you to really explain to the audience how you incorporate like the wellness notions and practices
mm-hmm.
into your coaching methodologies.
Well, I incorporate wellness methodology. It's okay.
Yes,
it's a hard word to say.
I'm a little tongue twisted today.
That's okay. It's Monday.
Yes.
I hope you did have a restful and fun weekend. Wellness is a term that I became familiar with because while I was doing my master's degree in adult education, I was very interested in the whole notion of why are so many people burning out? Why is there such a high incidence of employees taking sick leave? I saw it in my own workplace, and so it intrigued me, and I started doing research on wellness in the workplace, wellness training, what kinds of courses were being offered to employees. And I decided to make that the topic for my master's degree thesis. And I won a scholarship to attend the National Wellness Institute conference, 1 week conference in Wisconsin, and did research the whole week that I attended the conference, met some of the leaders of the National Wellness Institute, brought my tape recorder, interviewed them, and used some of those interviews for some of the discussion in my master's degree thesis on wellness in the workplace. And how I incorporate that in my coaching is if my client is interested in looking at their own wellness as one of their goals, because usually they come to me if they're executives, they're working on a professional or business goal. But often the issue of wellness does come up, and if they would like, I do send them a wellness questionnaire that covers pretty much every aspect of one's life, how they eat, how they exercise, how they manage their stress, what kind of a communication issues they have, either with loved ones or family, spouse, children, siblings, parents, and also communication with colleagues or bosses. And the wellness questionnaire is really very holistic in scope. It looks at the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotions, one's environment, social relationships, ecology, etc. And then based on that questionnaire, the person who comes to me for coaching will decide what aspect of their wellness they would like to focus on. And it could be half of their sessions if they want to work on their business goals or professional goals for half of the sessions, fine. And then they may choose to work on some wellness goals for the other half or whatever proportion of the wellness agreement for the number of months we work together, they choose what they would like to work
on. Yeah, it seems you get very, very deep into their life.
No, we're not being too deep in the sense that we're not psychologists, we're not psychiatrists, we're not social workers. We don't delve into the past. We don't focus on problems. We just, the coachee, the person we're coaching, will decide what aspect of their wellness they would like to work on, and we go from where they are to where they want to be. We don't delve in the past. So whatever the person wants to work on, perhaps for one person, as I mentioned, it could be weight loss. For another person, it could be improving their sleep, looking at relaxation techniques, how they can reduce some of the stress and tension. And some people may even desire at some point to become meditation students, and that's a whole other, approach. So it depends on what the person wants to work on. But we don't delve into people's, personal lives. The coachee decides what they want to bring forth as a goal, and then the coach is there to support them, to give them perhaps some tools. But everything is based on what the coachee decides is the goal that they really want to focus on.
Yes, and it's really in order to help. I know once you actually help someone, the feeling that you must get seeing someone succeed or get to that next level, I know must be very fulfilling to do this kind of work. So,
Andrea,
I really want you to share with our audience what's really the personal satisfaction that you really get from doing this very important work.
Well, you feel very inspired and in awe of how people are willing to look within and focus on things that they would like to improve, but you are there to be their cheerleader too, to help them to realize their strengths, their talents, what they have accomplished thus far in their lives, because many, many people forget that. They don't focus on what they have done well, and they tend to focus only on what they don't like. So the coach gets a tremendous satisfaction and feeling of wonder to see how people suddenly will stop beating themselves up and begin to look at who they are and what they have accomplished in their personal life, in their professional lives, in their volunteer work, and really put forth those things in the forefront, because often they've been scarred and wounded by situations in the past where they've been put down or they've received a lot of condescending comments from classmates,
yeah.
bullying, colleagues at work,
yeah.
or bosses. And so it's very fulfilling to see how someone finishes a coaching session or several sessions, depending upon how long they want to work with me, and how they've evolved and grown in those few
yeah.
weeks or months of working together. And it's extremely fulfilling. I think, you know, the things that fulfill us the most in life are the birth of our children, if we get married, the marriage to our spouse,
yeah.
or helping aged parents, or doing volunteer work in the community. But watching someone suddenly start to like themselves, to feel some self-confidence, self-esteem, it's very rewarding, extremely rewarding. And I feel very blessed to do this work and to have chosen this profession.
All right. So, which brings me to this question, and you have a lot of education, you have a lot of experiences. So I really would like to know, of all the experiences that you've had in your life, to this point right now, what is it you feel most proud of?
Oh, my goodness, there's so many things. But I think one of the major things that I feel proud of is being married for a good number of years and having a spouse with whom I'm on the same wavelength. We share similar or same passions, music, fitness, wellness.
Yeah.
Raising two sons to be what I consider very well-balanced, well-educated human beings. Feel very proud of parenting two sons who have turned out to be fine young men. And also I think going back to school as the mother of two children, going back to school at night, working during the day, teaching English as a second language at that time, and doing some what we call teacher assistant work at the University of Concordia, being a TA and a research assistant, all the while, you know, raising two wonderful sons, and doing
yeah.
that for 5 years part-time. I felt very proud to
it
walk
really
across
is.
The graduation stage, the day of my master's degree graduation, and hear my son shout out from the back of the audience, "Way to go, Mom!" I think
that must have felt so good.
It was a feeling of great pride, and I felt very happy to have been perseverant, hardworking, never giving up, even when it was tough going. Getting the work assignments for my classes done and having a very supportive husband who, you know, would take the kids to the park and I would go to the library from 9 to 6 and work on my studies. And having that kind of partnership and support from family is really, really remarkable. So I feel, again, very blessed to have had the opportunity to accomplish that, going back to school as an adult and getting a master's degree, and then establishing my own company,
yes.
our coaching and training. I feel very proud of that as well, and the work that we've accomplished in employee training and development.
And I know many women at home right now, and many mothers are definitely inspired hearing your story, and it's really an inspiration for a lot of women. As the audience can probably tell, our main focus right now is women empowerment, which is why we have Andrea and so many other wonderful people being featured on our show right now. Our time is just about up. If you could please reach Andrea at asrcoaching.com. And Andrea, if you could please also share with them your email information as well, or perhaps a phone
sure.
number.
Sure, yes. I'll give both email and phone. The email is my first name, Andrea, A-N-D as in David, R-E-A, at asrcoaching.com for emails. And for business hours, the usual business hours, let's say 9 to 6, area code 450-466-6542. I'll repeat the number, area code 450-466-6542. And people, listeners, can join us again for the continuation
yes.
of this series.
All of our listeners,
I'll let you advertise
us.
That on women and
please
empowerment.
Please join us for part three of our series. And again, our real focus will be women empowerment. That will be on this Thursday, the 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Please tune in. And it was very nice having you on today, Andrea. I look forward to speaking with you again on Thursday.
I do too. Have a wonderful rest of the week. And to all our listeners, be well, have fun, and we'll hope to have you online next interview.
Yes, very soon. So you have a wonderful day, Andrea. I loved having you on. I'm looking forward to speaking to you on Thursday. And again, everybody, please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Yep.